What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
As well as the Falcons defensive coordinator opening. Add another name to the list, by the way. I know that Lou Anarumo will interview with the Falcons. Caleb had that in his update there. Wink Martindale did an interview as well.
Okay.
So there you go.
Those
are two guys that
are qualified.
Qualified. Experienced.
Yep. They both
NFL defensive coordinators.
But they can't make, you know, what is it? Chicken what out of, you know?
Chicken salad out of chicken
wine. Yeah, that right there. They can't do that.
Nope.
So, yeah. But, I mean, again, there's no reason not to have this wide net of guys.
Yeah.
You got to bring in a veteran.
Right.
You got to bring in a guy who's been in who knows this league inside and out, who's been DC at multiple teams. Just because sometimes there's been a guy at DC at multiple teams doesn't mean he's not good. Because you know, a lot of times, oh, he's been fired there. Oh, he's fired there. It's like, you know, look at the situation that they were in when they were the DC. And so, I mean, that Wink Martindale, it's so funny because that Baltimore Ravens, Michigan, like D.C., it seems like it's one to the other, one back to the other.
Yeah, they just trade. The Harbaugh brothers just trade guys.
Yeah, they trade coaches and everything like that. So, but, yeah, Wink, very knowledgeable of the football game, old school. You know, he's from that Ravens tree. Obviously, he's with the Giants. And this year, like you say, he was up there in Michigan doing his thing. But, okay.
Silly nickname.
What,
I don't have a problem with it. It's just kind of fun to say.
Wink.
Wink Martindale.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's after, you know, like an entertainer. There was a guy named Wink Martindale back in the day.
It's an old school name.
Just Wink Martindale. Kind of fun.
You wouldn't think he'd be a hell of a defensive coordinator.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
But he is.
You think he'd be dancing and singing on stage.
Yes, but he is. He's a very good coordinator.
Who knows? Maybe he can sing too. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to limit the man.
You never know. You never know what a side hustle is.
Exactly.
You never know what a side hustle is.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
But the big thing is about it is just don't, like every because we're close to it and everything like that. Every opening, every coach that comes in, and it's not the guy there. I want Robert Saleh.
Yeah. Here's the deal though with the people they do interview. There's going to be like a pretty distinct difference between the guy that they fired. These guys are going to have all called plays on defense in the NFL.
Exactly.
Before, which, you know, going back, who knows how anything's going to play out. But I remember when we found out that Jimmy Lake was going to be the DC.
I gave it to you. You were
like, oh.
Yeah, and you said it just like that. I was like, I don't know. I know Jimmy Ray, but I, you know, and then you look at it, you got two first time. Because, I mean, I know Jimmy's been a bar and ball a long time. I did not know this is his first gig calling a defense.
Well, he had called defense in college,
yeah,
but so never in the NFL.
That's what I'm thinking and everything like that. So, yeah, I would anticipate you'll hear a veteran-type coordinator for this job.
I didn't even know what Jimmy Lake had been up to, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, all right, cool.
Because he was the assistant head coach with the Rams.
Right, with the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously came to a crashing halt in Washington. He was the head coach of the Washington Huskies for the COVID year and then the year after that, and it didn't go good. And I will say this, and maybe there's a little symmetry here. He had to get fired from Washington to clear the path for Penix to go there and be great.
Okay.
Maybe he's got to get fired from Atlanta to clear the path for Penix to be great here.
There we go.
I don't know.
There we go, damn it. I think Mike would still be great,
Mike wouldn't have been at Washington if Jimmy would have been.
Oh, I know. I understand that part. I'm talking about here. He would have been here no matter what.
Right. Mike's already here, and what Jimmy did had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Just trying to, you know, I'm trying to make chicken blank out of chicken whatever.
Yeah, but
put lipstick on the pig.
That
is the Atlanta Falcons franchise.
Yeah, but again, it's going to be some dudes. I was curious about, you know, what would be the odds of him calling defense? Talking about Coach Roth.
Yeah, seems like not if you're going to be bringing these guys in, right?
So that was my thought process behind it. Because it's funny, I saw that the 49ers I didn't get the guy's name there. They're interviewing some guy for the offensive coordinator job. Well, Kyle calls plays.
Right.
So you're calling the guy to run offensive meetings?
Yeah, I know.
Kyle calls plays.
And, you know, I'm sure every single one of those jobs is vital.
They all get
and
jobs.
Important.
They all get head coaching jobs.
They do, and some of them go on to have great success.
Kevin O'Connell,
sure.
Never called plays,
right.
But he got a job.
Right.
Mike McDaniel, never called plays, got a job.
Well, LaFleur
never called plays. Got a job. That was all working out.
Sure.
Yeah, these dudes don't call plays, and they get jobs.
I do just always wonder, like, on game day. Yeah. Like, obviously, you're in there helping, and we had Who do you have on? T.J. Yates, right? Yeah. The Falcons quarterback's coach. And I wanted to ask him that in the most respectful way possible.
It was so disrespectful, but you didn't mean it for it to come off as
disrespectful.
Right,
without being like, what, like, do you even do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, during the game.
It wasn't disrespectful. It was a great question.
And he answered it. Yeah. He was like, well, you know, obviously I'm seeing stuff and they're seeing stuff and I've got my experience and I'm telling them this and that and all that. Of course, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But it's always like, it's one of those ones where it's like, well, I know what the play caller does.
Yeah.
I know that makes me wonder sometimes what Raheem does.
You had a Rob Tribble in you with that question right there.
No. Because it wasn't from the standpoint of like, why do you guys continue to hurt me for decades? I was just like genuinely curious about like the game day operation of who does what and all that. Because I know he does something. I just wanted him to talk about it. I do wonder too, like if you're the head coach and there's a guy who calls the offense, and there's a guy who calls the defense, mm-hmm. and there's a guy who calls the special teams. Mm-hmm. Like, and you've got a guy who's a clock management mm-hmm. guy, and you've got all these different mm-hmm. guys. Like, obviously, you're doing some stuff. Mm-hmm. What is that stuff?
You manage it all.
You're just in charge of it.
Yep, in charge of
everything. Just making sure it goes.
Yep, that's what you do.
I'm out here.
Yep.
I'm on it.
I saw some of the funniest stuff.
Vibes guy.
And I saw some of the funniest stuff. I don't know if it's a tweet or if it's a call. Said, "What does Raheem do? He doesn't go and what he said. He doesn't go and talk to the coaches. He just stands there." And I'm like, "Okay, every time they put the camera on him, he's standing there. Do they have a camera on him the whole time? He's going and doing and he's talking and mingling with the players.
The camera could do him a little favor though and show him doing something sometime.
Yeah,
you know,
like just
they always
there.
Like to show him when he's looking up at the halo board.
Exactly.
And it's a big screen, and I get I get transfixed.
That's
by the
always fun. That was one of the funniest things afterwards. Like, what does he do? Oh, he does just every time they show him, he's looking up at the halo board.
Yeah,
like he's the. He doesn't sit there for 60 minutes looking at the damn halo board. He doesn't do that.
No.
He does other stuff.
I saw there was a video in the Panthers game of him running down the field when they made that nice throw at the end of the half. Did a little scissor kick, and then he called the timeout.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
That's so funny.
He's calling
the nitpickiness of...
Oh, you know what it is. You know what it is. Winning teams can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Losing teams can do no right.
Yeah, man.
And if you lose for enough years in a row...
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about this. We've gotten the wildest we've gotten in terms of the depths of the frustration is not only is Arthur Blank the wrong guy to be the Falcons head coach, but he didn't even really do all the work to make Home Depot so great. Like, I legitimately had somebody tell me that one time. I was like, damn, the Falcons hurt you so bad.
I mean,
the man can't even get credit for the hardware store?
Yeah, man.
No? Nah, all right.
No, not at all.
Then again, when they're winning and winning playoff games and going to the Super Bowl, everybody wanted to be in the Brotherhood.
Yeah. The Brotherhood!
A couple years later.
Oh, my God.
People were done with the Brotherhood.
Take his patch back!
There's only one thing that matters in sports. We say it over and over and over again.
Man.
You will justify anything when you are winning. Nothing is justifiable when you are losing.
Since I've been back, and especially working here, there's never been a funnier thing than that. I don't care what nobody says. There's never been a funnier damn thing than that damn Brotherhood and people actually talking like they were the damn motorcycle gang and getting mad because I was picking at it. All folks get so mad at me. Man, you just don't know nothing about the Brotherhood. The Dan Quinn is brought here. Like, oh, my God.
Tell me more about that Brotherhood now that he's 0-5 and they can't land on an onside kick. Because you're the first one to drive his ass out of town, all right? Tell me about that Brotherhood. All right. Anyway, so that's the Falcons situation. Hopefully they hire a defensive coordinator soon. Hopefully he's the right guy for the job, and hopefully he revolutionizes that side of the football in this franchise.